Praise the Lord. Wonderful night in the house of the Lord. Message tonight, title, Give Me This Mountain. Give Me This Mountain. Joshua chapter 14, first scripture, verses 6 to 14. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. When God speaks a word into a life and into a family, what a difference. Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. That's the miracle, supernatural power of God in a person's life. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me. The courage and the humility. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. How many want to wholly follow the Lord God of Israel? Others' hearts may melt. Others may go casual, compromise, pull back. And a generation did. But there was a Caleb. There was a Joshua. We are going to completely, wholly follow the Lord our God. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Caleb, so willingly devoted. The name Caleb means wholehearted, full surrender, wholehearted. It also means a dog. A dog is a man's best friend. You know it's true. Loyal, faithful. Every time you meet up with it, it's like the first time it's ever met you. So excited. A dog is a man's best friend, and a Caleb is the son of God's, son of man's best friend. Caleb and the inheritance. Surely the place where your feet have trodden shall be yours and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Proverbs 13:22 says, A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. This is going down generations. This is the word of God. A good man leaves an inheritance to children's children. Something takes place in the spiritual realm. Yes, like Caleb, some real estate, a plot of ground in the land of Canaan in Israel, but something far greater, spiritual riches. the true riches of God, faith and power and desire after God and first love and fervency and strength. That's the inheritance of the Lord. Like Caleb, we have to walk it out, don't we? Every place where the sole of your feet shall tread, that have I given you. Genesis 13, the word to Abraham. Verses 14 to 17, the Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and to your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. We have to arise. We have to look from the place where we are. Say, Lord, I'm looking out with fresh vision. You've got an inheritance for me and for my family and for my life. I'm going to look from the place I'm at. I'm going to look northward and southward and eastward and westward. And God says, arise and walk through the land in the length of it and the breadth of it, for I give it you. Joshua 1:3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, that have I given to you. We have to walk it out. An inheritance that is walked out in the presence of the Lord. It takes effort to walk something out. It takes faith. It takes strength to walk something out. It takes willingness to get off the couch and walk out on the property and walk through the land and declare the ways of the Lord. An inheritance gained in finances. An inheritance walked out in finances. Tithes, offerings, alms, spirit of generosity, a vocation, day after day walking out the vacation or vocation, getting up when you don't feel like it some mornings, but you go to work. You're faithful. You're diligent. What are you doing? You are walking out an inheritance. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, and every day you're walking. An inheritance walked out in the spiritual realm, worship, learning how to worship like David did, the expressions of worship, worship warfare, delighting in the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord, praising and dancing and magnifying the name of the Lord. You're walking out an inheritance, and you gain ground in that dimension, in the prayer aspects of life too, beyond devotional prayer. You begin to pray with all manner of prayer. You learn how to move into intercession and seeking the Lord and how to weep before the Lord for the brokenness of this world and humanity. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, groanings and intercessions. This is an inheritance that we can tread out. We have to walk it out. I will pray with the understanding, the Apostle Paul said, and I will pray with the Spirit. It's just going to come like rivers of living water that pour out of my spirit. An inheritance walked out in Christian growth. Repent. Be baptized. Receive the Holy Spirit. Continue in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayers. The Bible says that we might present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, fully developed, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christian growth, you have to walk it out. It's a discipleship, isn't it? It's a realm we walk out in every place that the sole of our foot treads. We're walking down the path of righteousness, and we are gaining inheritance in the kingdom. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more under the perfect day. An inheritance walked out in the Christ nature, overcoming the flesh. warring a good warfare, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Wash me, Jesus, all day long. Help me to discern my heart and my words and my thoughts all day long, Jesus. I got to work this out. I got to walk this out. There's an inheritance for me in the Christ nature. Immersed in the Word of God becomes more and more powerful because it's written on the tables of the heart, and you walk in an inheritance that is a wonder and a thrill in the presence of the Lord. Well, there are some giants. Joshua 15, 13 to 14. Now to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kirjath-Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak, the giant. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there. You know, give me this mountain. He's 85 years old. He walked this ground when he was 40. Give me this mountain. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak, three giants, the devil, the flesh, and the world system. And my, do they vie for power? And do they try and entrench themselves? The devil, the flesh. Wow, that's a warfare, isn't it? And the world system and worldliness. But the world system, look at it today, how agitated. The politics, the social upheaval, the abuse of mankind, the slavery, the oppression. You have to overcome that world as well so you can live in the victory of God and not let it get you down. Jesus said, see that you be not troubled. Caleb, courage and humility. So the Lord is with me. I will be able to drive out those giants, and I will be able to live in the inheritance of the Lord. But this inheritance is something we have to walk out by a spirit of faith, by deliberate action, every day of our lives. Well, let's take a look at the feet of Jesus, Revelation chapter 1, 13 to 15. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. How beautiful the feet of him that brings good news. The feet of Jesus, bathed in fragrant ointment at times. Bible says the women kissed his feet and worshiped him. How beautiful are the feet of the one who has brought us good news. Revelation 1, 13 to 15, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. This is our glorious Lord. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. The feet of Jesus. When John saw him on the Isle of Patmos, he said, I saw his feet, and they were like burning bronze, like molten bronze, as if in a furnace. It's like they were alive. They're not some metal that's polished. They are actually burning with fire. He said, I saw Jesus' feet. Glowing, molten, refined. They'd come through fire and were strengthened by it. Jesus' feet, indicative of his power and authority, that all things are under his feet, that he treads upon every enemy and upon every work of darkness. His feet went to the cross. His feet took the nails of the cross. And out of that victory, he now walks in power over every living thing and over all this world. All things are under his feet, the Bible says. There is nothing, and he will subdue all things in due time. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus Christ has feet that glow like molten bronze. They're on fire. They walk. They tread down. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. In Jesus Christ, I went to the cross and I died, and nails went through my hands and through my feet. I was executed. I didn't want my old life under judgment. Bowed at the cross, went to the cross, now a new creation, a brand new man. And Jesus has done something with our feet as well. Now our feet are able to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now our feet are able to walk in power. We can walk where people of this world cannot walk. We walk in victory. We walk in power. Our feet have been refined by the fire of God's holiness. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, God says, that have I given you. Romans 16:20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Luke 10:19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, demonic powers, deceptions, temptations, and over all the power of the enemy, over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What a victory we have in Christ. Think of yourself. Hey, I walk. My feet are glowing. My feet are like molten bronze. I walk in power. I walk in fire. I walk like Jesus over all the works of darkness, over the works of the enemy. Numbers 13. Back to Caleb. 12 men went to spy out the land of Canaan, the promised land, and they returned and they said to Moses, they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and all along the banks of the Jordan. Lord, it's going to be tough for us to get victory. So many things against us, so many discouragements. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the man who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land. King James says an evil report. The Hebrew has the idea of a slanderous report, an evil, bad, slanderous report of the land which they had spied out, which God said, this is where I want you to walk and live, saying the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness, why has the Lord brought us out to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. They spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. Verse 19 of chapter 14, Moses made intercession for the congregation, for the people. He said, "Lord, pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now." Then the Lord said, "I have pardoned according to your word, because of your prayer, Moses. I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." God says, one day I'm going to have a people spread all across the earth, in all the nations, in the communities, in the towns, in the cities, in the churches. And they're going to have a spirit like Joshua and Caleb, and they're going to walk out the inheritance. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the sign which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers. Nor shall any of these who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Children's children, generations to come, because a man wholly followed the Lord. People of a good report, these spies of a bad report, an evil report, a slanderous report, but we need to be men and women of a good report. It makes all the difference. A good report or an evil report separates in the spirit. It makes all the difference between life and death, between the wilderness and the promised land. A good report, a God report, a Bible report, a faith report. How critical this is. The Bible says that the tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A breach in the spirit, which means that when we do not speak according to God's report, or deal with things in a godly manner, in our life, in our speech, in our action, we say things that we shouldn't say that are against the Word of God and against the faith, and there comes a negativity or a critical spirit in us, and we begin to say things that aren't right. It's not just some words coming out of our mouth. The Bible says it breaches the spirit. It actually affects the spiritual realm and breaks the spiritual realm so that there is not a fulfillment of what God is trying to do in us. But slowly we learn. Say, "I'm not going to talk like that anymore. Lord, sorry, that's not for me. I've got to get the right report. I've got to get a good report." Because when parents pick up a slanderous report or say things they shouldn't, it goes down into the children and affects their spirit. One of the greatest things we can ever do as parents is maintain a bright spirit, not just a right spirit. One of the greatest things we can do is maintain a bright spirit and carry a good report. because God says, that's what I'm going to bless. Caleb, you've wholly followed me, but you also have a God report in your mouth, and because of it, I'm going to establish the generations to come. Isaiah 53:1, God is lamenting over his people. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? God says, I'm trying to reveal my arm. I'm trying to reveal my strength and my power and my ability. But I need people to believe our report. Whose report? The report of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God says, who has believed our report? People so willing to pick up the opinion of other people, the report of this and that from the world. God says, who has believed our report? And the Lord has made a promise. He said, those who receive my report will see the arm of the Lord revealed in their life and situation. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. A people of a good report, a people that wholly follow the Lord, a people that are willing to walk out the inheritance of the Lord in the temporal things of life, in the spiritual realm, in the Christ nature, Christian growth, all the disciplines of the gospel, working it out and walking it out. God says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given to you. Let's have the worship ministry come as we close out with the final scripture, Joshua 14:9-12. We read it earlier. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said. Give me this mountain. I mean, think of it. It's incredible. Caleb, 85 years of age, and still taking ground for the kingdom. Hallelujah. 85 years of age, and still taking ground for the kingdom. He said, there's more inheritance I can gain. I've got sons and daughters. I've got grandchildren and beyond coming up. I need to gain as much as I can to leave an inheritance. There's only one way. You can be like Caleb. And that is to wholly follow the Lord your God. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Wholly follow the Lord your God. Wholly follow. Nothing held back. A life cast into the presence of the Lord. A life wanting nothing but the glory of God and the goodness of God. life of faith, a life of strength, life of praise and worship and victory. Promise of our God to us tonight. Let's receive it as we close out tonight.